filled up. Here, the pandemic has given rise to feelings of profound grief and loss in many of us. How can we best work with these emotions to cultivate well-being for ourselves and others during these times?
Well, I mean, one is to actually examine, because from a Buddhist perspective, you have to really look at grief and loss. What expectations have we built? What assumptions have we worked on that I've actually lost something? I remember one time. When I was living in Thailand, this person came, and they were very distraught, and immediately were just crying, and he was trying to get out what was wrong, and he had. And he just his business had failed, and he was had gone bankrupt, and the idiom that is used in the Thai idiom for being, say, bankrupt and kind of like bereft, losing it, it's like I'm all finished, and I've lost everything. And I said, "What do you mean you've lost everything? You've still got your two arms. Some people have accidents; they lose their arms. You've still got your two legs. You've still got your head still on your shoulders. You've got everything you had before you started a business." And you're getting tangled up in the perception of loss, and you built an identity of what. So obviously this is a time of disruption. I'm not dismissing that, but I think it's really important to reflect on how we built up a sense of who we think we are, what we think the world is, what I have to have in order to be happy, to be fulfilled, and to be able to come back to principles that are much more stable, much more secure, much more real, even. I remember also one time. This was 1997 when the particularly in Asia, he got affected, the West, but to a lesser degree. It was an economic collapse, really affected Asia and Thailand in particular. And I was actually in Thailand at that time for a visit, and the economy was unraveling, and people were talking to this person who I know. He had come there to pay respects, and he was very interested in Dhamma. But he was an economist and was actually a former head of the Economic and Social Development Board that set economic policy for Thailand. And people were sort of, of course, everybody's worried, and so they started talking to him about economy and would the economy collapse and what would happen and then also pointing to and he said, "Oh yeah, it's going to collapse." it was just very clear, and he said, "Well, why is it?" It's like like America, if we don't have as much debt, America seems to be holding its own right now and staying. And he said, well, you have to realize that, you know, money is not, it's not about debt, it's not about money, it's about perception. It's about how it's perceived. It's not, and so that it was really interesting. It's like a whole, you know, even on a global economy, it's not, yes, obviously there's some very real things, but it's also in terms of if you believe in something, it helps to prop it up. So it's like, and this has been going on for some, people believe America's economy will keep going, so it does keep going. And we'll see how long it'll, I mean, at some point it's, and this is a time when it's, I think it'll definitely be shaken, but yeah, these are you know, some things that are, you know, what we invest in as perceptions of ourselves, of the world, and how things function is really worthy of reviewing, especially in terms of say as a having a Buddhist practice. You know, you're really, the Buddha's given us the tools. What is it that's actually going to provide some sense of say, unshakability? Where does our unshakability come from? Where does our stability come from?